I'm gonna mute.
All right, guys, and we're back for episode 2 of the Alpha Bazaar Radio podcast. To reintroduce what we're building and working on. So the problem that we're solving is that the growing population of retail traders, of whom there are over 20 million in the US alone, are actively trading, but where they're mostly sourcing their information, their investment decision information from is social media. And the issue with that is social media is full of noise. If you think about the feed, your feed and the posts that kind of come to the top of your feed, those are generally coming from people who are really good marketers. And just because you're good at marketing, that is rarely a telltale sign that you're also good at finance and good at picking stocks. So we've built Alpha Bazaar to solve this problem of social media noise and to give retail traders who are looking for some form of advice, for some form of clarity on signals, a place to go and just view publisher performance histories. Think of this like buying a car. If you're buying a car, you check the Carfax report beforehand. Similarly, if you're choosing someone to follow for their investment signals, you should check their Alpha Bazaar report to actually see their immutable performance history. And then for publishers, and again, we want more publishers on this platform. So publishers is a pitch to all of you. We have created a really easy to use interface integrated with Stripe, where you not only have the ability to connect with a broader audience and get recognized for your performance as opposed to your marketing skills or hype. We also have all the backend integrations with Stripe, where you get your tax forms done, you get automated deposits to your bank account, nice little text saying, hey, you have X amount of money coming in this week from your subscription revenue. And we're, of course, very, very friendly. So we have a 80% creator revenue share where we're trying to give you guys back as much as possible for the content that you own and publish. With that, Colin, I'll pass back to you.
Thanks, Mike. So today, I think what we're going to try to do here in our second episode is demonstrate like where we are with the platform. Essentially, we've built the platform. It's ready to go. We have a good product. And now we're basically trying to recruit people to be the kind of founding users, founding publishers, founding subscribers. And so we're going to give a demo of what the actual platform looks like, post a signal, show what it looks like in the platform. And then we'll also like that's more of the publisher side, how you post a signal. But then we also want to show like what it looks like on the subscriber side, what the scorecard is, kind of like what the leaderboard looks like, how you can figure out which publishers that you want to subscribe to. And then we'll talk a little bit about like the backend that we've built to make sure that we keep this honest and we maintain trust with you guys, and then the economics for what it looks like for the publishers. And then I think we'll close it there and save some for our next podcast. So Mike, I think you're going to give the demo. So why don't you show us what the platform actually looks like?
Yeah, awesome. All right, I am sharing screen. Let's see. Are y'all able to see it? Perfect. So when you log in, you're going to see the Bazaar page. This is where you'll be able to see publishers and a brief snapshot of their performance history. I'll show you how to do a double click here in a second. We'll also have a signals page where you'll see in the My Signals tab signals you're subscribed to, and in the Community tab, you'll see signals that other folks are posting, other free publishers are posting. And that will be accessible for everyone. As soon as you monetize, your signals are going to be removed from that broader view and sent back into My Signals tab for actual subscribers. We'll also have a leaderboard. Our leaderboard is kind of like the one-stop shop, the easy place to distinguish performers from non-performers, split by different time horizons, as well as different metrics. You can start with average return, which is just the average return per closed trade. You can get a little more technical with total return, which includes your weighted allocations. And then you can proceed even to risk-adjusted returns with the Sharpe ratio. Inside the leaderboard, you can also do a double click to actually understand someone's performance history, because just looking at this as a single snapshot should not be enough to warrant an investment decision. So, for example, you can look at a discretionary trader, and you can see that this person only has 3 closed signals. That's probably not enough for you to feel fully confident in their ability to constantly post signals and have great returns. That said, you can see that two of their signals were great, one not so good. So you can kind of do that double click. Instead of taking more time to kind of explore and understand the leaderboard, I think this is pretty self-intuitive. Let's move on to the publisher dashboard and do the demonstration Colin talked about, which is how do you post a signal? So you're going to have an overview tab, which is going to have your history and some of your stats. You'll have, you know, a My Signals tab where you'll be able to see the signals that you have posted historically, what's open, what's closed, etc. And then you'll have the Submit Signal tab where you can actually post a signal. So in the Submit Signal tab, you can either type a company ticker or you can, if you don't know the ticker, for example, you can't remember Apple's ticker, which is AAPL, you can just type in Apple and you'll get this nice drop down list to help you find the company you're actually looking for. After you select the ticker, you'll be able to instantly see its current price, which is pulled from live market data. And you have the ability to either buy or short it. So buy, you bet for it; short, you're betting against. It's a pretty simple optionality there. You then have the option to set what's called an OCO, one cancels the other type order, with limits on either side. So you can either have a profit target where you can say, hey, if Apple goes up 10%, so to $279.75, I want this position to automatically close. Or if it drops below a certain point, a risk mitigating measure, if it drops 5%, so below $241.60, I also want it to close so that I don't just keep falling down. These are optional. You can also just manually close it or use an auto close after a certain amount of time. But this is nice to be able to manage your risk as well as your profit taking. Next is this position size element. So this is the percent of your portfolio you want to allocate towards this position and is really an indicator of how confident you are in the position itself. In this case, we're doing a demo, so I'll just do 1%. And then you choose your time horizon. So at what point do I want this signal to automatically close? And you can choose all the way up to 2 years is the limit for how long to keep a signal open before it automatically closes. In this case, I'll just do 30 days. Finally, you want to explain your reasoning. So in this case, you know, doing a live demo during the podcast. But normally, you know, you would put in your reasoning for why you think Apple is a good decision. Then you submit the pick. And in My Signals, you can see Apple has now been pulled with the entry price. This, again, was pulled live, the reasoning, etc. This account is not monetized. So this signal would be viewable in under the Signals tab. But if I was a monetized publisher, the only people who could see it are those who are actually subscribe to me, and they would see it in the My Signals tab. Similarly, for folks who are subscribed to me, they would get a push notification notifying them that I just opened a new signal. And then, like we mentioned last time, we're a BYOB model, bring your own brokerage. So then if you have that push notification, you make the decision whether you want to actually invest off of this signal.
And so this is the publisher dashboard. So this is what the publisher sees, is you can see, there's no delete button for these signals. You can close open signals, but you can't delete your history. And so if you make a bad trade, you're stuck with it forever. This stays on your record.
Exactly. Yep. And there are four ways for a signal to close. A signal can close by hitting a profit target. So like we set in this case, 10%. A signal can close if it hits its stop loss, so drops below the stop loss. A signal can close if it hits its auto close limit at whatever time period you set. Or lastly, as Colin mentioned, you can manually close a signal, which obviously will also close the position. And if you manually close a signal after hours, it will put in a sell at open order for you. So it will execute at market open the following market day.
Cool.
Alrighty. Well, I think that was a nice quick demo. Hopefully folks understand how this works. I'll also add, right, I think many of you will be using the website. We also have an app that will be available on the App Store, and the functionality is pretty much identical. with kind of the one exception being subscribing to publishers and monetizing, where you'll be redirected to our website, or like if you're on your phone, your Safari will open in our website. But otherwise, you'll have all the same functionality. You'll be able to see all the same stats, get push notifications on your phone.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks. So we got a good demo of what the publisher does, kind of like how they submit a signal. It's relatively easy to do, which is great. Kind of how, and then on the subscriber side, like the leaderboard, how you find the difference of people that you want to subscribe to. You're basically doing it by you're picking strategies and you're picking your people you're subscribing to based on their results, not based on their follower count. They can essentially be anonymous. Just as long as they have good performance and good results, they'll rise to the top of the leaderboard, and then people can just decide to follow them or not. And so,
Yeah, I was
yeah,
tangential
go ahead.
on that. Mike said something earlier that I wanted to comment on, which was I was talking to a friend about this the other day, and he was saying, like, man, I make like one call every few years, but I keep nailing my calls. So you could potentially see someone who's got like four signals and they're up like 400%, and you're like, geez. And initially you're like, four signals, maybe that's crazy. But then you look and you're like, okay, well, this is four signals over 3 years, and like it was a winner, winner, winner. Like if this guy posts another one next year, like maybe I want to pay attention to that.
100%. One other thing, we started talking about this last time, but I'd love to dig in a little more here and call in John. Feel free to pitch in and want to hear your thoughts too. But we're really hoping this platform unlocks access. And what I mean by that is the stock market can be a pretty scary place, and especially starting off, right? You need some capital in order to actually be able to place trades on the market. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can lose that money really quickly. And then, I mean, you're sort of done, right? Unless you inject more capital. Our platform allows for risk-free exposure, where you feel like you're trading on the market, right? These are simulated. But all you're really doing is submitting signals, you're creating content, and then seeing how you would have performed if you had actually traded this live. And so it gives you this playground to basically try different strategies around, see how challenging this is, figure out if this is something you enjoy, you're good at, and turn that into potential real investment, hopefully, or maybe if you're good at it, with the funds that you earn off of Alpha Bazaar from subscription revenue from the signals you're posting. So it's this nice wheel kind of we're trying to create with folks being able to use our platform as a launch point into financial sector more broadly, but really stock trading to start.
Yeah, couple points on that. I love that, and it's so true. Like, if you know nothing, perfect. This is a great place for you. This is risk free, and like you can just play. You can figure it out. You don't have to be worried about it. And the other thing is, talking to the same friend he came up. He was like, "There's a tagline: genius is everywhere." But like, who knows? Like, maybe you're a person who is like working in a warehouse, and you happen to see that all these purses are selling out, and you're like, dude. This company is crushing it, and nobody, like, I have some unique perspective where I can see this. Maybe you're not confident enough to trade on that yet, but hey, maybe post a signal and see how it goes. And if you can show that you continually do this, like, maybe you can, turn that into something. And multiply that times, like, everyone everywhere has these unique perspectives where maybe they're seeing things that other people don't have, they can't see.
Yeah, this isn't just a platform for financial professionals. Like, do we want hedge fund managers to use it? Sure. But do we also want like high school students to use it? Absolutely. And college students and anyone can cook from basically anyone can try cooking. And if you're good, then this will prove you out. You'll have a track record. And if you wanted to monetize that, you can. So,
Yeah, I'll just add one last thing to that because it just as soon as you said that, I got excited and it came top of mind. If you are a high school student, a college student, who's like, hey, why should I spend my time publishing content through Alpha Bazaar? Well, I think one of the simple answers is that if you can figure out how to do this well, this can also serve as a phenomenal resume bullet, right? You can use this for your personal experience, your personal finances. But if you want to leverage this content that you're creating and the experience that you're gathering and the performance that you're ultimately showing in helping you land a job, I think this becomes a very powerful resume bullet, right? You can say, hey, I want to be an analyst at this firm. And over the last 3 years, you don't just say that you've been doing it, right? You can show, this is my performance history. I've learned a lot. Here's where I tried this type of strategy. Here's where I built the this quant strategy that had like machine learning and other more sophisticated elements, and look how well it did. And then I transitioned to this kind of like new approach. And you can show that progression, you can show your entire history. And I think for employers, this is a fascinating data point, and it's proof versus what a lot of resume bullets often are, especially in kind of this space, which they're a little more fluff.
Yeah, I think that a lot of software engineering roles ask for your GitHub, right? Show me some proof of the things that you've worked on. Show me that you're a good coder. This can be the GitHub for people who are aspiring to be financial traders, strategists, anything like that. This is an immutable history of all the things that you've done in finance that proves that you kind of know what you're doing. So yeah, we'd love to be the GitHub of finance. Cool. All right. I think that's most of it. As far as the last thing, so the economics, and I'll touch briefly on this and then please chime in. So right now we have it set for 80% of all revenue that is generated by a publisher is kept by that publisher. As Mike said, we have like Stripe integration. So you get paid promptly as long as you have everything set up. We keep 20% to do like make sure that the back end is working, be able to get more users, market the platform, make sure that you are getting the right pipeline of potential subscribers that come on board to keep making you money. And so we think that is potentially like an awesome revenue stream for people. I mean, just quick back of the envelope math, if you have a $10 a month subscription, you keep $8 a month, say you have 1,000 subscribers, that's $8,000 a month, or close to 100 grand a year in a side income. And so it can be super lucrative, and our hope obviously is that it gets much, much bigger than that. And then this can be like a significant part of people's revenue, if not their full-time job. And so we, long-term, I think it's 80%. I think in the initial phases, we are playing with different ideas that like founding publishers are going to get more of the split, or they won't have to pay any sort of like maintenance costs or anything like that. And so we are open and flexible. Please reach out if you want to be a founding publisher. We will make it worth your while. And so we have this founding publisher cohort. Please like go to alphabazaar.ai and look for become a publisher. Feel free to write any of us emails, Colin@alphabazaar.ai, Mike@alphabazaar.ai, and John@alphabazaar.ai. And we will definitely work with you to get everything that you need in order to be one of our founding publishers, and then see if we can make some money together.
Yeah, that's an awesome pitch. I guess to maybe bring us home, one last piece I wanted to touch on, and John, Colin, feel free to pitch in here, but where are we going as a platform? You know, what are we thinking next, right? So today we're starting with US equities, but what is next? So to start, we would love y'all's feedback, right? We want to hear from you. We were building this platform for all of you to use and to leverage. And so whatever you think is most useful, that's what we want to hear, because that's going to inform our decisions. But with that, Colin, John, I'll pass to y'all to talk through some of kind of the next steps that we're thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing I keep hearing from everyone I'm talking to is, what about sports betting? And we're like, yeah, yes, definitely. We can't build everything all at once. We'd probably never launch anything, but but we do see that. We want to do that. There's other things, you know, commodities, options, crypto, thank you, foreign markets. So yeah, we kind of want to hit everything. And in my mind, I almost view this as like, hey, if there's a prediction market that where people claim performance, let's get it on Alpha Bazaar and let's show us that you have some alpha. Like, with, for those of you who don't know, alpha is basically if you pick a benchmark, so like the normal amount of performance, like this is what the average is, we'll call it. Alpha would be if you perform better than that, and that difference is your alpha that you've generated. So that's like a little technical term. It's Alpha Bazaar. That's why we called it Alpha Bazaar. Probably many of you may know that. Some of you may not. Hopefully I explained it well. But yeah, so if it's a predictive market and you're thinking you can generate alpha, then prove it on our platform.
And Bazaar is a marketplace, in case anyone was...
B-A-Z-A-A-R, not Bazaar like in your...
Exactly.
Although there's a little...
Well, we are Austin based, so yeah. we may be getting some merch. Again, we'd love to hear from y'all, but keep Austin Bazaar instead of weird. So you let us know.
That's great.
Cool. Okay. All right.
It's a good spot to wrap it.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right. Take care, y'all.